Hello, ladies. Stand by and get ready. Today we have a special guest, my very own cousin, Cynthia, and she's going to be here discussing some real hot topics today about relationships and damaged goods. Don't be a damaged good anymore. All right, so stay tuned. I'll see you in a minute.
Hello, sister. Welcome to a new podcast about you. Black Sister, inspirational self-empowerment podcast, was made for all women to inspire, inform, empower, educate, and entertain on topics of your interest, such as health and fitness, personal development, beauty, food, finances, faith, love, relationships, current events, and more. I am your host, inspirational influencer, and teacher, Darla Simone. I am excited to take this joyful journey with you. My hope is to encourage you to live your best, authentic, and happy life.
Hello, ladies, my sisters. Thank you for being here today. If you've been here before, I appreciate you. If this is your first time, I thank you for joining us. Today, our theme and our topic is damaged no more. As women, we tend to, especially if you're single, let me say that. If you're single and you're looking for love, we tend to look for love in all the wrong places, and sometimes we can get damaged. So today, as I said, my cousin Cindy, Thea, is here with me, and we're going to have this great conversation. And the conversation is based on something I read. I read a post, and it was talking about how a lot of men are damaged, but they don't often get counseling. They just get a new victim, a woman. And the new woman has no idea who he is. So, but because they're so desperate to have a man, they get caught up in this man's games and lies and manipulative ways. And he winds up damaging her, and then he goes out to get another victim. Have you been through something like this? Have you encountered this? Cindy, give me your feedback and tell me, you know, what your thoughts about this. And then we'll have this discussion for our viewer. Well, you guys are not viewers. Sorry. For our listeners. And thank you for being here. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here. Definitely. I believe that this is something that probably most, if not all, women can relate to. I think that we've all been in situations where we thought that we met someone who, you know, was so different than, you know, other men. Not saying that all men are alike. I don't believe that all men are alike.
Right, right.
But a lot of times sometimes we even know their history, but we think that we're going to be different. Mm-hmm. We're going to be that one. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we think we can change them. And I think that that's, you know, something else that we can look at. But I have definitely had the experience, mm-hmm, where I can look at a person's history, usually after the fact, like the same thing he was to me, he was to the last woman, and, you know, he's moved on to the next. And so this is just his MO.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to this too. Actually, I was just talking to an old ex of mine, and he was like, oh, you know, saying these wonderful things to me, but I already know his history. And not that I was damaged by our history, but I know that during this pandemic, he's not necessarily like wanting me because he's in love with me or really wants to be with me. I am just one of his victims. That's how I feel, because we're not together anymore. We don't have a relationship, but I would be a victim if I would say, okay, yeah, let's get together. Yeah. I think he's just looking for love or looking for a physical relationship, mm-hmm, during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And that's not something I'm looking for. And I don't plan on being a victim,
right,
because I know when you give your body, you also give your emotions,
yes,
and you give your mind and you give your time, mm-hmm, and you get caught up. I'm not in love with him. He's not in love with me. And I don't plan on being one of his victims.
Right.
But he's trying to manipulate me by saying, I'm in love with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What are your thoughts?
That is really a really good point that you made, is that we have to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we're victims, but we're victims of ourselves because we weren't honest. You know, sometimes people will show us things and we rationalize it or turn it into something else. I was watching a court show recently, and basically the man on the show was saying to the woman, like, I'm ready to move on. You know, I'm ready to have my life and do me. And the woman was like, well, I've never heard you say this before. And I've never heard you say this before. And, you know, I don't understand why you're saying this now. You know, I feel like there's some other reason. There's something else that's causing you to say that. And what the judge said to her was that basically he's told you several different ways that he does not want you. He said it, but you just didn't want to hear it. One of the things that this particular judge, she uses this term all the time, and she basically says, don't ever make a man have to tell you more than once that he does not want you.
Right. And I understand that, not saying it more than once, because usually when a man tells you or shows you who they are, yeah, the first time, believe them, because yeah, that's truly who they are. And I've had to learn that over the years, mm-hmm, that what he says, he means, mm-hmm, but we as women sometimes want to change that person, or we're going right to change their mind, or right, highly persuade them,
yes,
when, and then we wound up being what?
Damaged. Or we think that we put in so much work. How could he not want me? Look at all I've done for him.
Right.
But the thing is, the more you give, the more they're going to take.
Right. Or who I am. You yes know, we think highly of ourselves.
Yes.
And we think, you know, we have that persuasion, the gift right of persuasion. I'm going to persuade him.
Yes.
I'm going to change him.
Yes.
But men are like oak trees for the most part. Who they are,
yes, who they
where
are
they are, and they're not going to move. And they're, no matter what you do, but they will use you. They will use you if you allow them to use you.
Right.
They're not going to stop, especially if you putting out, you know,
exactly,
if you're giving out and having sex or whatever, they're, oh, well, you're giving it up. I told you who I was.
I told you.
But because men and women, we think differently, right?
Very differently.
We
very
think differently.
I recently saw a post on Facebook, and a woman was saying, she was asking the question, why do men think that they can have their cake and eat it too? And I thought about it for a second, like, I don't know if they think they can. What they're going to do is put the bait out there,
yes,
and see if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you show them that they can, they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, again, that goes back to being honest with yourself,
mm-hmm,
about what he's showing you, about listening to what he says, but also looking at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't line up, you can believe his actions.
Now, why do you think women, we don't believe when we first hear? Why do most women go, oh, he said it, but I don't really believe him. And we're so desperate, or maybe we are desperate. Do you think we're desperate?
I don't know if it always comes from a place of desperation, but I think that maybe because just by nature, we're nurturers, right? And how we know how we feel when we're being nurtured and loved and treated a certain way.
But we're not even in, but the relationship haven't even evolved yet.
Oh yeah, right.
You know what
that's
I mean?
A whole nother problem.
If the relationship haven't evolved, when you first meet someone and you're dating, and then you tell them, you know, they tell you what they're looking for, you tell them what you're looking for, but yet you think, oh, he's a good catch,
yeah,
but you're not his catch.
Right.
And you know that, but you know, do you think it's because of desperation or because we just haven't been taught? You know what I mean? We
yeah
haven't been taught, or we haven't been educated, or we don't, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it might be a little bit of both, and sprinkle in some naivety, you know?
Just being naive.
Naive, okay. Desperate, and we haven't been taught.
Right.
Maybe we have been taught, but we've, because
Well, who should teach us? Who do you think should teach us these things? Where should we get this type of teaching from?
So I'm going to look at my own life experience. And I can say around me, I've had all different types of, you know, women growing up who I watched and women who I respected. Mm-hmm. And they had opinions across the board based on their own perspective, their own experience, right? Mm-hmm. So growing up, you would hear some women say, all men are dogs. Mm-hmm. Then you would hear some women say, oh, no, you know, you just act like this. You just do this. Mm-hmm. So some women have had great experiences with men and mm-hmm. in relationships, mm-hmm. and some haven't. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's my perspective? Mm-hmm. So on one hand, you know, we grow up with this whole idea of, you know, from children. We're looking at one day I'm going to grow up. I'm going to get married. I'm going to find mm-hmm. this wonderful man. Mm-hmm.
Fairy tale.
Every girl has the fairy tale, right? Mm-hmm. And then we grow up and find out even when you have found love, it's usually not a fairy tale.
But that's what I'm saying. So like what I'm hearing from you is that what you've experienced, but no one has actually taught you. You right. just by way right. you heard
yes.
and what they said. Mm-hmm. But who should be that person to teach us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm thinking of is like, you know, should it be our parents? Should there be girlfriends, you know, and what if we didn't get taught? What if our parents didn't teach us that? When should we, you know, or where do we get that knowledge to like how to go about going after a relationship or starting a relationship or how a man treats you? Because
yes.
I know like just with me, I wasn't taught that, you yeah. know, I didn't get that teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a mom, I love her,
right.
you know, to death. And I'm like, well, at the same time, she wasn't taught that.
Right.
And her mom wasn't taught that.
Yeah.
So do you think that's why we're damaged goods? A lot of women get damaged because of the lack of education, the lack of teaching. Do you think it should come from the father? You think it should come from the man teaching us? Or, sorry, when we have these experiences, do you think it's the responsibility of other women to teach the younger women?
I do in a way, but still you're dealing with perspective. You know, so I'll say in my experience, my mother did not teach me about being damaged, about running into damaged men. Mm-hmm. But I almost think it's because she didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
You know, not same that thing. She wasn't trying to, you know.
Right. And that's what I say. You know, my mom didn't know.
Yeah.
My grandmother didn't know. Right. Her grandmother didn't know. And it's generational. And right. then here we are. So I am so happy that we're having this conversation today. Right. Because maybe through this conversation, you and I can learn some things from one another.
Right.
And be open and honest and transparent. And then at the same time, our listeners can also find themselves in this conversation and apply some of the things that we're saying yes. to do or not do.
Definitely.
You know, because the whole thing is to protect your heart.
Amen.
You know, the word of God says we should protect our heart because in it comes the issues of yes. life. Yes. And the issues of life is every emotion, everything that you could ever go after, from your job to, you know, being at home or whatever your heart is connected to. If you yeah. don't protect your heart, it's going to affect everything else.
Absolutely.
So we're looking for love, but we're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Say it.
And then we become damaged. But I say damaged no more.
Right.
Now, how can we stop from being damaged as women?
Well, I would say the first step is honesty.
Honesty.
Being
okay.
honest with yourself.
With yourself, yes. right there.
With yourself. About who they are, mm-hmm. who you are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, there are men who we think they're one thing. Mm-hmm. And when we start getting to know them and they start showing us things, mm-hmm. it's time to be honest. This is not for me.
Well, when you say honest mm-hmm. with yourself, would you say be honest with yourself and love yourself first?
Absolutely.
So that you don't take any and everything?
Yes.
Because when we take any and everything, that's like junk.
Right.
So you have to be right. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you have to be specific.
Yes.
And what you desire and what you want and who in your work, what your worth is. Mm-hmm. I spoke last week on you're worthy. You have to know your worth, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, I think where I am in life is, you know, hey, I know I'm worth it.
Yeah.
I know I'm worthy. I know I'm good stock.
Yes.
You know, I know who I am. And I'm not going to settle.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to settle. And I think as women, as you said, be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't go and get just anything. Mm-mm. Because guess what? As what I said, that post I read, that man, he
moved on to the next victim.
Moved on to the next victim because he had his own psychological damage.
Yes.
They're damaged too.
Mm-hmm.
And but guess what? They're always looking to feed their physical need first.
Right.
Women, we don't operate like that.
Some do.
You do? You think so?
Some do. But I think going back to what you were saying about self-love is that coming off of these relationships where you've been damaged,
mm-hmm.
the first thing we can do is not hop into the next relationship
mm-hmm.
right away.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time with yourself.
Okay.
Get to know yourself.
Self-healing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Get to where you actually like yourself
mm-hmm.
and you like spending time by yourself and with your thoughts
mm-hmm.
and, you know, learn who you are as a
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you can love yourself and you know who you are,
mm-hmm.
then I think that even your choice of a mate would change.
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
you know who you are. You accept who you are.
Right.
You've embraced who you are.
Right. Can I interject something
Absolutely.
Right there? Because if you don't know who you are, when you get into a relationship, what happens? That man dictates
yes.
to you who you are
oh
and who
God.
You think who he thinks you should be to him. And you what?
Lose yourself. Absolutely. And that's a horrible thing because you're constantly learning, growing, and evolving in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You lose yourself in a man based on who he thinks that you should be
mm-hmm.
because you didn't know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What happens 10 years down the road?
Right.
When you have some self-discovery
Ooh,
experiences.
This is good stuff.
And then you change.
Right.
Now you're not this person anymore. He thought that he could shape you like some Play-Doh,
right?
But now you're like, well, wait a minute. I don't like that. I like this. This is who I want to
exactly.
be. This is where I want to go.
Right.
You know, so, and that's going to cause a problem.
It's going to cause a problem because now you are becoming you in your likes and dislikes. You're evolving. And now it's a problem because now you're changing.
Yes.
When you never changed in the first place.
Right.
You just wasn't allowed to be you because
right.
you didn't get to know yourself. You allowed that man to teach you how to treat him.
Yeah.
And you didn't teach him how you should be treated because you're worth it.
Right.
And then I think we, too, as women, we think, oh, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a lot of women that think that. But I think if you, like you said earlier, if you get to know yourself,
yeah.
you know, ladies, you're good people. You're worth it.
Yes.
You're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You tell great jokes, even if you laugh at them by yourself.
Which I do.
You know, I do. You know, I talk to myself all day
Me
long.
Too.
You know, I have great conversation. You know, so
sure.
I think if you know who you are and you enjoy yourself and
mm-hmm.
you fall in love with you.
Oh, yes.
Fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then that person that comes along, that man that comes along, he's going to love you all the more because
Absolutely.
You know who you are. You have the confidence
mm-hmm.
and he's attracted to that. But if you get a man that is comes to you and says, oh, you're a woman, you're headstrong, you're this, you're that. Guess what? He don't know who he is. He's damaged goods. I'm not man bashing, but ladies, we got to be careful because
yeah.
all we got is our goods.
That's it.
All we got is our heart and we're fragile beings. So I'm saying damaged no more. Don't
yeah.
be that victim.
Don't. There was something that you said that I wanted to. Oh, it sounds like where we're going in this conversation is that we started out talking about the damaged man and how he can go from victim to victim and, you know, manipulating and
yes.
just bringing all these different negative things into the life of a woman. But all in all, it sounds like it comes down to the responsibility is on us.
It's on us. And, you know, I've heard that before, Cynthia.
Yeah.
So I've heard that before where In my past relationship, not the recent one, but in the past, yeah. I've been in a relationship where the man would say, well, I told you.
Oh, that's a horrible, horrible thing to hear.
And you're like, what? And then you reflect back and you go,
he did tell me
what was I thinking of, and now I'm all caught up and in love, brokenhearted, and how could he do this to me? But he's looking at me like, I didn't do it to you.
I've been there.
You know, yes. But so this conversation is so rich because I wish I heard this conversation when I was a younger woman or as a teenager growing up, because it wasn't there. It wasn't available to me.
Right.
You know, right. And go ahead.
I think that our parents, they grew up in such a different time, and the conversations that we have today, they probably did not have.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about damaged people, because a lot of them were damaged themselves and didn't even know. Right. Mm-hmm. So to have the conversation now where we understand how life experience and mental health, all that comes into play in your day-to-day relationships, in your love relationships, in your friendships, all of that comes into play. And it's so relevant.
It does.
That, now we can talk about it, but it was probably even taboo.
Yes. Yeah. Just like, going to get, psychological help or going to therapy.
Right.
So now I understand that's something that's accepted now, and more people are doing it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know that I have a degree in psychology.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm all about going to therapy. I just believe that a lot of times we hold stuff in and we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And from a spiritual standpoint, biblically speaking, that's when the devil can really do his best work on us, is when we hold stuff in, because he can isolate us and get us by ourselves.
That's
and speak to our minds.
That's
where
right.
If we can get somebody to talk to, just to listen to where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I bounce something off of you and you tell me something to give me, maybe it's not as bad as I thought, or maybe I can handle this way instead of doing it like this. Or next time when I find myself in this situation, I can do this. That's therapy. What we're doing right now is therapy.
So it's therapy, which is a good thing, but something you're saying, when we bounce ideas off of each other, or you listen to sound wisdom and sound knowledge. I know in some women, they don't want to hear it. They're in denial and they're always taking up for either him or themselves. And they say, well, that's because, well, so I think in therapy, you have to be what?
Open.
Open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to be open and apply what you heard.
True, but there are going to be times and people when they're just not ready to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to give it to them, because eventually they're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things about therapy, and even just about having conversations, or, you always want to have people that you can trust, that you can talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even in that, the people that you talk to have to be willing to accept, I can hear what you're saying, but I might not be able to absorb it. I might not be ready to make changes based on what you're saying. And you have to be okay with that. I hear you, Darla, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But I'm not ready to act on that right now.
Right.
You have to be okay with that. You've done your part, right?
Right, exactly.
You put it out there. What if they used to say, you can bring a horse to the water, but you can't
make
him
drink. Yes.
But you have to be okay with that. But the good thing is that you had the conversation. You gave them your feedback, and you gave something to think about.
So basically, when to stop being damaged, and if you've been damaged, therapy is okay.
Absolutely.
Talking to your girlfriends is okay. And I think that's therapeutic, because you are allowing yourself to be honest and tell what's really happening. And when you do talk, ladies, talk to someone you can trust that's not going to tell your business all over the place and gossip about you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk. That's why a lot of people do go to therapy, because it's confidential, right? So I think the best way to stop being a damaged goods is to first, as you said, know yourself.
Yes.
And then second, don't be desperate.
Don't be desperate.
third, when the man tells you something, listen,
hear him,
and believe him.
Yes.
Believe him. We hear him, but do we always believe him because we put on that persuade? Oh, I'm cute.
Right.
You know?
Right.
No.
I can buy him things.
Yeah. Don't buy him. I don't know about that one, but anyway. Not here. So,
right.
Or buy him things, or I'm cute, or I'm sexy, or I can persuade him with sex.
Right.
You know, ladies, men can get sex from anywhere.
Absolutely.
Trust me, don't give away your goods trying to persuade a man, because you're gonna wound up hurt, dissatisfied, and what we're saying, damaged.
Right. Also, men don't put the kind of emotion on sex that women do. Sex is right. Just sex to them.
Yes. It's a physical thing, like working out.
That's it.
Ooh, yeah. Baby, that was good. Now let me go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Let me get up and go.
Yeah.
You know.
You've done nothing.
Done nothing. Right. And they're not in love with you.
They're not in love.
They're not in love. So, you know, I've seen that before, too, where, you know, women give their bodies away and they thinking they can control this man with sex. But then he has another lover or another friend or another person that he's damaging or stepping on, because the women are allowing him to do it.
Or even worse, you're giving your body to him because you think that that's going to make him want you. But he has somebody who he actually loves.
Right.
Or who he's pursuing.
Right. And you're just a physical.
Exactly.
And he does not care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're giving your heart. Because when we give our bodies, ladies, we actually give in our heart, because that's the way we're made up.
Right.
We don't give. We pre-plan everything. We think it out. We're emotional. We're like, okay, I love him, so I'm going to give my body to him.
Right.
And then he's over here like, ooh, she's sexy, she hot, I want that. I'm going to get me some tonight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you want to cuddle afterwards and love on him and be all in love. And then he's like, got to go.
Right.
Or get off me.
Right.
You know? And that's what we're talking about. Don't be damaged anymore.
Right.
You're worth it. You're worth more than that. You know, value yourself,
right.
Value who you are, value your goods, and hold out. Sex isn't everything, because you that are out there that are listening, if you've been in any type of relationship and it's over, you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're talking about. Don't get yourself back into another one. Fall in love with yourself, get to know you, and try something different.
Yeah.
Because if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results.
That's right.
But if you change things, things are going to change, and you might find something new and you might like it. I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't worry about, oh, it's not enough men out there. You might want to change your flavor. You know what I mean? So, I know this is called Black Sister, but hey, you know, men are men. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And if you find a good man that loves you, a tall one, a short one, an ugly one, a fat one, a different color one, a zebra looking one, it just, what matters is how they treat you.
True.
And how they love you.
True.
That's what matters. So don't get caught up into, oh, he's not cute, or, you know, whatever. He works a blue collar job, or, you know what, that could be the best man that ever come into your life. You know, and then what kind of job are you working? Well, that's a whole nother subject. So
exactly.
We're going to have to bring that one on the next one. But you know what? What are you bringing to the table? Think about that, too. Don't look for a multimillionaire and you only making $15 an hour, you know, and that's your goal in life. That's not going to happen, you know, just not, unless you're just going to be someone that's going to be damaged, you know, because men will take you, but they're going to damage you. Anyways, that's a whole other conversation. But all I'm saying is, ladies, and what we're both saying is, you know, stop being desperate to be loved by a man, and guard your heart. Stop giving your heart away.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts?
No, I think that this was a really good conversation. You know, as far as being desperate, be desperate to find yourself.
Yes, because you're not going to harm yourself.
Exactly.
You're not going to damage yourself.
Exactly.
You're not going to come out of a relationship with yourself beat up, bruised,
right.
Hurt emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, and you probably won't need therapy.
Right.
You know, And then, you know what? Don't forget about Jesus. Remember, I said I fell in love with Jesus because I got tired of being in relationships, wound up dead in. I put my heart in. I invested. I thought. Yeah. But guess what? I was one of those women that was damaged. And I say damaged no more, because I'm one of those women that didn't listen to the man when he said, hey, this is what I want out of a relationship. I don't want no more. And I was like, yeah, OK, whatever, you know. Yeah. But that's when I was younger. But as I've matured, I've learned, oh, I heard you. OK, goodbye. And it shocks them when you say goodbye, because they're like, wait a minute, where are you going? Because guess what? All he wanted from me anyways was sex. Yeah. And he was waiting to see if I was a Dumbo. Mm-hmm. And if I was a Dumbo, eureka, he hit the jackpot. Because guess what? All he was going to do was hit it and quit it. But when you say, oh, OK, that's all you want out of a relationship, that's not what I want.
That's not for me.
That's not for me. And then they look like, what? Oh, you, okay, well, what? You know, they get shocked. Either they go, oh, you're headstrong.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, well, I'll be headstrong, but I won't be hurt. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So all we're saying, ladies, is put yourself first, care for yourself, and...
You are the prize.
You are the prize. You're worth it. Well, there you have it. I really enjoyed having you as my guest, Cousin Cynthia.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Yes, this was super. I hope you all enjoyed it as well. And ladies, don't forget to leave your reviews and ratings. And remember, you that leave a rating, I will read your rating and give you a shout out on our next episode. And I said that I was going to give you a shout out on this episode, so let me do that right now. This is a shout out to Shofi Bofi. Her review says, tears were running down my face listening to Darla. Her story is inspirational and I can't wait to listen to more of her. I love her faith in Jesus. Amen. And this was based on Black Sister episode 2. Thank you, Shofi Bofi. So, ladies and gentlemen, leave your reviews. Talk to you soon.
Please leave a rating or review at the bottom.
Tune in every Monday
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow Black Sister on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or our website at www.blacksister.com. Decide to be happy. I hope something you heard today inspired and empowered you on your joyful journey to live your best authentic life. Share what you heard today with a friend. You can also leave a discussion topic you would like to hear about. I love you, sister, and thank you for listening.
See you on Mondays!